Good afternoon, Tulane fans, and welcome to another edition of the Fear the Wave cast. I'm your host, Kelly Camarda. I want to remind you guys about the Fear the Wave Collective group. It's our NIL collective designed to help Tulane athletes take advantage of their name, image, and likeness rights. Visit our website at ftwcollective.com for more information. Today, our guests are familiar guests, guys that have been on the show before. Kevin Cross and Jalen Forbes. Guys, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
So, Jalen, NBA playoffs going on right now. We were talking a little bit before we started recording about the Mavs game last night. So, what have been your impressions of the playoffs? Who are you rooting for? And what's been the most exciting thing to you so far?
I'd say the playoffs have been pretty crazy. You know, I'm a big KD fan, so my feelings have been kind of hurt since the first round. So, but I really want the Celtics to win it all this year. Well, no, I don't want them to, but I could see them going there. But I really don't see nobody beating the Warriors in the championship, honestly. So just because of the chemistry that they got together, it would be pretty tough to beat.
What about you, Kevin? Who are you rooting for in the playoffs? And what's been the most exciting part to you?
Yeah, so I'm a Lakers fan. So yeah, we really didn't have it this year. So, but other than that, I feel like the Warriors go get it. I feel like the Celtics pretty talented as well, but like I don't think they got enough. I feel like it's gonna be the Warriors versus the Heat.
Well, Kev, on behalf of all the Pelicans fans, thank you for your lottery pick. We appreciate it. So that brings me to something else. I mean, New Orleans got pretty hyped up for the Pelicans this year, and it really showed how much New Orleans is a basketball city. And I think to a smaller degree, we saw that in your season this year, watching all the people come back out to Devlin to watch Tulane play, you know, some meaningful games for the first time in a while. So, Jalen, what does it mean to you to see New Orleans excited about basketball?
Man, I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, I first came here COVID year. I mean, we have nobody but our family in the stands. And so just to see how much the students and just people from around the community come out this year and supporting us, I mean, it was just – I mean – we was having away games. I was begging to come back home just so we can play in front of our fans. I mean, when we playing good and hitting shots, it gets pretty loud in there, and that's just fun to be around.
Well, Kevin, you've been a part of some Big Ten contests when you're at Nebraska. You've been in some loud buildings, but what does it mean to you when you got that kind of fan support behind you in your own building?
Just knowing we got that support behind us, and I feel like it was no different from Big Ten environment, honestly, just like with our fans and stuff behind us in the student section behind us every time we score, every time we go on our little runs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think, some of the younger Tulane fans may not realize this, but back in the early 90s when Perry Clark was a coach and we were – making NCAA tournaments, I mean, there was no tougher place to play than Devlin with all the students right on top of you. And that place could get just as loud and just as intimidating as some of these bigger stadiums across the country. So it was nice to see that coming back a little bit. Jalen, what was your favorite game this year? And your what would you say was your best performance?
My best performance. I gotta go with the Temple game. Temple game at home. That game. I mean, even though that game shouldn't have been that close. I mean, I feel like that game we played great as a team, and then with me just stepping up and hitting that shot to force it in overtime. I mean, that's just something a kid dream of, is hitting a big shot like that. Hearing the fans go crazy, and then just going on to lead the team into the win in overtime, which was a big game and a game that we needed to win. So, I mean, that's one that I'll forever look back at and be happy about.
That was definitely a clutch game for you, a big shot, but a big performance throughout that game. My favorite game of yours was in a losing effort. I can't remember if it, I think it was at Memphis. You hit probably four or five corner threes, and you talked a lot of trash to somebody in the first row in that game. Somebody was giving it to you. You were giving it right back. So that was one of my favorite games.
I know exactly yours what you're season. About. I know exactly what you're talking about. Memphis fans, they get to talking a little crazy. So, you know, hit one shot, you just got to have a few words back to them. That's all.
Well, Kevin, what about you? What was your favorite moment of the season, and what do you consider to be your best game?
I feel like my favorite moment of the season was probably just being able to just come back home after losing a couple games and stuff like that, and get back on the floor and just being able to win those couple home games in a row. I feel like that really pumped us up going into conference and just like throughout the whole conference. And but my favorite game, I'd probably say Wichita State at home. I feel like that was a pretty big game, and we got down in the second half pretty far, and we played pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, y'all came back and won that game was really, you know, showed the grit of our team, and that, you know, we really dug deep and found a way to win that game when I think in the past we would have found a way to give it away. So I think that showed the maturity of our team, the toughness of our team, and just the – to me, that was the game where I said, okay, what Coach Hunter's doing is working. Mm-hmm. So jumping before, you know, you ever got to Tulane, I was talking to Jalen Cook about this on the show a while back, and I thought, you know, it's something I could bring up with you guys this time. Who have been the better players that you've played against on the AAU circuit or in college, Jalen?
I've played against and played against and played with a lot of people, actually. The person that I played with, Herb Jones, I gotta give him his credit. I mean, what he's doing now in the NBA, I've seen it at Alabama practice every day. So, I mean, it's no surprise to me, but I mean, I'm happy for him that he's doing that. I mean, that's just like my brother for real. And played against, I have to say, growing up, I played against Anthony Edwards a lot growing up. And just to see how he's doing in the league, he's been a tough task for a little minute. So I got to give him his credit too.
So who's the guy that's in the league now or maybe starting college basketball that, you know, you might have gotten the best of a couple times in the past that, you know, you want to let us know about?
I say Cole Anthony. My first time playing on the EYBL circuit, I played bad the first three games. This was the last game before we was going home on a Sunday, and it was just like, man, I can't just keep going out like this. So I had the game high 26 points against him, and so I felt I didn't even know who he was at the time. Like, he was highly ranked then, and so. Ended up, I had a good game that game, and it was a lot of coaches calling me after that game. So that's something I'll forever hold on to.
Yeah, you really put yourself on the map once you, you know, give it to somebody who's on those lists, you know, those top 10, top 25, top 100 lists. So that's something you will remember. Kevin, what about you? Who have you played against on the AAU circuit or in college that's now in the NBA that our fans would know about?
Yeah, so my freshman year, we played Luka Garza, and he's a dominant big man, and he's in the league now. He played with the Pistons, I want to say. And, I also played Jalen Smith. He went to University of Maryland. He played for the Pacers now, I want to say. So yeah, those are some tough guys that I played against my freshman year, and they gave me some trouble.
I mean, Garza was one of the – I think he may have been the Big Ten player of the year your freshman year. So definitely, I mean, he's a big dude, tough to move. What about in AAU? I mean, who's a guy that you had a lot of success against that some of our fans may know?
AAU. I played on the team with Tyrese Maxey. With R5. So, yeah, I played with a Texas team my freshman year. freshman year of high school. That team was pretty loaded. It had a bunch of D1 athletes in it on the team as well.
So, yeah. I mean, Tyrese Maxey's really, you know, showing what he can do now in the NBA. He's like a blur, man. He's difficult to keep in front of you. So, okay, off-season plans. What are you guys working on in the off-season? What is your schedule like? Just take us through what a day in the life of Jalen Forbes is in the off-season.
A day in the life of Jalen Forbes. I say I get up every morning around like 9. I go lift. I work out. Come back home. Eat. And then I'm laying down playing the game for the rest of the day until like later on that night. Then I'll go back to the gym and just get up shots or depends on if I go with some of my teammates or some of my friends or not. We ended up playing one-on-one or something like that at night. And I come back home and it's just sleep after that.
So it's basically basketball, eating and sleeping.
Basketball, eating and sleeping.
How many shots do you think you put up in most days?
I say I get up a lot of shots. So, I mean, I usually, once I go back at night, I get up five, I make 500 makes before I leave. So I do that just about every day, if not every day, every other day. So I say I get about 1,500 makes a week.
What about you, Kevin? What is your schedule like? Is it pretty similar to what Jalen does?
Yeah, it's kind of similar. I probably don't shoot as many jump shots as he does.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect you to, but what are some of the things you're working on in your game this offseason, Kevin, that you're trying to improve or, you know, maybe something we haven't seen from you yet that you're trying to bring to the table?
I feel like just making tougher shots and just extending my range. I feel like I didn't shoot the ball a lot last year from the perimeter as much as because I basically didn't have to. So, yeah.
And what about you, Jalen? Is there something in your game that you're trying to improve on specifically or something that you're wanting to get better at that you haven't shown in the past?
I want to say my ball handling. I mean, I'm not known as a ball handler, but I can handle the ball. I just don't do it. And I said another part, I want to be like, I want to be able to lead the team in a better way than what I did in the previous years. I feel like if I take that step to being like a bigger leader, then I mean, this team, sky's the limit for real.
Well, one of the things y'all are doing this offseason is taking a trip to Costa Rica. Kevin, what are you looking most forward to about going to Costa Rica?
I mean, I've never been, so skylining. I've never been skylining or anything like that, so I think that'd be pretty fun.
And I understand you guys are going to be doing some mission work there. So, Jalen, tell me about that.
We're going to Costa Rica, and I think Coach said we're giving away like 1,000 or we're giving 1,000 pair of shoes away. So, I mean, just being able to go to a totally different place and be able to help little kids like that or just people in general. I mean, it's always good to give to the needs. So that's something that I'm looking forward to.
Another thing I think y'all are looking forward to is trying to take the next step in the offseason and bringing this team to a postseason in the 2022-2023 season. So, Kevin, if I was going to say, you know, if we do blank, we'll make it to the postseason next year. How would you fill in that blank?
Win our out of conference games.
Yeah. So this year it was a little bit of a challenge. We came out of the gate a little bit slow and didn't really know how to win games. What did we learn this year, Kevin, that you can bring into the next season where you feel like we can start off strong and maintain that same energy throughout the season?
I feel like this year, basically, just knowing the whole team from top to bottom. I feel like last year it was just kind of in the process of getting to know everyone and stuff like that. But I feel like we kind of fit together and we know everything, and like everything's everything right now. And I feel like we'll be able to excel next year.
Team chemistry is a big factor in determining who's going to make it out of a conference or make it through a difficult non-conference season and maintain that same ability through their conference schedule. Jalen, what do you attribute our team closeness to? Because we are a very close team from what I've seen.
I mean, we're easily a top team in the league, if you ask me. I mean, I feel like we just, like Kev said, I mean, we really wasn't a team at the beginning last year. So I feel like if we just get to know each other faster than what we did last year and just click and realize that really every possession matters, every game matters, and not just go out there just to be playing or playing for the name on the back instead of the name on the front. So I feel like we play for the name on the front. I mean, we'll definitely be a top team in this league, and we're going to make a postseason next year. You can mark my words on that one.
Well, Kevin, I think that having guys out last year a little bit, like, you know, Jalen Cook missed the last couple games of our season, maybe hurt our chances last year to make a run in the American Conference tournament. But in the long run, maybe a good thing, because other guys got to step up and we were able to win a tough game against Temple in the tournament without one of our better players. Can you talk about some of the guys that you saw step up throughout the course of the season? And, you know, maybe guys that, you know, we consider you guys the big three, the guys that made the all-conference team. Who were some of the other guys that impressed you along the way and who we're going to count on throughout the next season?
I feel like Jaden Coleman. I feel like he made a big jump last year from his freshman year to his, like, super sophomore year, I guess. Also, as well, Sion. But I feel like Jaden made the biggest jump just because he didn't play. He didn't play a full year last year. It was kind of like on and off after his ankle injury. And when he came back from after that injury, I mean, he looked like he didn't have it.
Yeah. I mean, Jaden made some incredibly difficult shots that I understand are pretty routine for you guys to see in practice. But he had periods where he would score, you know, 12 or 15 points in the blink of an eye. And then there were guys like Sion who were essentially playing defense on the block and at some points dominating bigger guys on blocking shots in areas where he had no business doing that. Yeah. So Sion's a guy who does the dirty stuff. I mean, he's a guy who's willing to do whatever the team needs to win. And Jalen, can you talk about what he brings to your team and how his leadership, being a younger guy, has helped us?
Yeah, I mean, Sion, it may not seem like it to some people, but I say Sion is a huge part of the team. I mean, he's a big guard who handles the ball. And like you mentioned on the defensive end, like, I remember the Temple game specifically from the tournament. I'm looking at Sion like, bro, where are you coming from to get all these blocks? Like, I'm looking up at the rim thinking that they about to score, and then Sion coming out of nowhere blocking a shot. So, I mean, that's what I expect out of Sion, though. I mean, he hustles hard, plays hard every time, and for him to be so young, he's always talking. So, I mean, that helps us out, especially with our defense. If you're not talking for real, then the defense is going to be bad. So, I say Sion is always a guy who's always talking and communicating.
All right, well, I'll leave you guys with this. You know, I know y'all are both gym rats. Y'all spend a lot of your time in the gym. What is something you're doing this summer for yourself that has nothing to do with basketball, if anything at all? So let's start with you, Kevin. Do you have any hobbies that you do outside of basketball?
No, I'm gonna try to get out more this summer and just try to explore more things. I feel like these last few years I've been in the house a lot and I haven't been able to, like, just explore things with COVID and stuff like that. But I feel like this summer I'm gonna start getting out and stuff like that.
What about you, Jim?
I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, I don't really too much do nothing. So, I mean, I feel like this year I need to get out and, like, just, you know, interact with people more. So, and not just stop being so much to myself. So,
all right. Well, I guess you've given the green light to all these Tulane students to come up to you and start a conversation. So you see Jalen on campus, say hi.
I hope they do that anyway.
Right. We don't bite. That's right. That's right. I think that, you know, every guy on the team that we've interviewed and talked to has expressed how much it means to us to have fans in the stands and to have people behind us. So I would stress that if you're thinking about going to a game, just do it. You won't regret it. And we need to put people in the stands from the first game on. You know, I'm confident that our guys are going to put out the effort to win a lot of games next year. And you don't want to be a bandwagon guy. You want to be there from the first game. So get out, bring a friend, tell your friend to bring a friend. Let's pack Devlin and let's make it a season to remember next year. Guys, thanks for joining me. If y'all want to donate to the Fear the Wave Collective group, check us out at www.ftwcollective.com. Your generosity helps us put on these shows and helps us, helps our athletes take advantage of the name, image, and likeness legislation. Jalen, Kevin, thanks again.
Thank you.